1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. This is, this hour, this is part 10 in our 13-part series, The American Law and You. On the phone is a listener, Chris Norton, from Redondo Beach, California. And Chris, you're calling us with regard to a legal problem that you have. And one of the things that The American Law and You in our 10-part series, or 13-part series we've been trying to lay out here, is that we are not attorneys, but we can certainly find legal help for you. And tell us, Chris, legal help for our listeners. Tell us how'd you hear about our program?
I was listening to your show on occasion, and a friend of mine said that you can solve some legal problems, and that's why I call in.
All right. Why do you feel you need a lawyer?
Well, I feel I need an attorney. I may have some trouble, and I don't know what happened.
Where are you right now, by the way?
I'm at a bar right now.
You're in a bar? Whereabouts?
I'm at a bar in Redondo Beach.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think I need maybe an attorney. I may have some trouble, and I didn't know what happened. I was at an arcade in the Redondo Hermosa area, and with my friend Lance and I, and they, and I were there about talking about taking some pictures we wanted to put up on my website, which is sensualhealer.com.
All right, you and your friend were at a at an arcade?
Where they take those pictures, yeah.
And you wanted to get some pictures taken?
Yes, sir.
And this is for your website. What's it called again?
Sexualhealer.com.
What is sexualhealer.com?
That's Phil, sexualhealer.com is a place where intelligent, hot women can go and learn about the latest stuff in my life and see pictures of me. Because I am, I'm very good looking, and I want a lot of hot women to see what I look like, and also, I can start communicating with them through email or in chat rooms. And
when women go into a chat room on your website, who are they talking with?
Well, they're talking with me. And
what is it, like a two-way chat, or
there's each night there's a featured chat with me, and
do you host that, or
no? My friend Lance. Budwing hosts it. And
so your friend Lance is the host of the chat, and it's with you?
That's correct, yeah.
And so women will get online and chat with you each night?
That's correct, yeah. And we also post pictures of me.
So you're a handsome guy, huh?
Yes, I am. I mean, I don't really like to draw too much attention to it. I mean, I do advertise my website, but I'm very hot-looking, and I want women to enjoy me, and as part of just kind of, to kind of reach out and make women feel better.
All right, so anyway, you're in the Redondo, you're reaching out and making women feel better. You're not a married guy, right?
No way.
Okay, all right. So you're in the Redondo Hermosa area, and what happens?
Well, anyway, I went into one of these photo booths because Lance thought I should go for a rough, spontaneous look, and you can get four pictures for $5. So
you're in one of these photo booths where you have your picture taken?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And at first I took a few shots with my shirt off, just a couple of kind of beach shots, a couple of muscle shots. And then I removed my pants as well. I took some what's called all-natural shots. And because I am very good looking, so I...
You were taking nude shots in this booth?
Yeah, but you need to understand I had a curtain that was totally closed, and I knew that the curtain was totally closed.
And you're taking these pictures for your website?
Yes, sir. And as I was taking these pictures, yes, I will admit now, and I also admitted to the police, that yes, I did get aroused, and I probably made a decision that wasn't a good one to take care of business right there. And I kind of got swept up in the moment, and apparently there is a monitor outside where you can see the pictures of the people who are inside the booth, and some little kid saw it and got Lance used the word traumatized, I guess, and maybe how good looking I was traumatized the kid, but anyway, they got traumatized by how good looking I am, and they charged me with exposure and interrupted my photo shoot, and I'm now forced into hiring an attorney to defend me.
Whoa, okay. All right, Chris, I got the bulk of your story as you went into a photo booth in the Redondo area at an arcade to get some pictures of yourself for your website.
That's correct, yeah.
And you took, your shirt off, then you took your pants off.
I did. Yes, sir, I did.
So you're fully nude, and you didn't know that there was a monitor outside so people can see what the pictures are?
I did not know at no time, nor did I know at that time. And I got swept up in that.
And then you decide to, as you put it, take care of business because you got aroused.
And I know, and I told the police that was a bad decision. And
you got charged with what?
They charged me with exposure.
With indecent exposure?
Yes, sir, with indecent exposure.
You do need a lawyer, don't you?
Well, I'm forced into hiring a lawyer because, first of all, number one, there were no parents around watching none of those kids. And I blame the parents who were not watching that kid who got traumatized seeing me. Okay, and number two, I was in the privacy of the booth, and I was minding my own business. And parents need to teach their kids about sexuality, and then maybe they won't be, you know, shocked by penises. But that's what was happening.
Okay, I got to tell you something, man. You really do need a lawyer because, first of all, you're in a booth. You're in a public place. You take your pants off.
What about the fact that I was in the privacy of the booth?
Well, maybe there was some mitigating circumstance there. I don't know. You were in a booth. I don't know if you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in that booth.
I should have a reasonable expectation because I pulled a curtain.
But there was a monitor outside you should have known was there. Okay? Didn't they have a sign, you know, your pictures are being monitored? You know, Chris, I mean, was there a sign?
I don't know, you know. All I know is...
I mean, what are you saying? You're saying that there should have been parents?
Yeah, I'm saying there should have been parents there. Okay, warning the kid. Where's the responsibility of the parents, okay? Is what I'm saying.
Can I ask a question? You're there with your friend Lance having pictures taken. Who is Lance?
He's like the business manager for my website, sexualhealer.com.
And he suggested what?
He suggested a rough-hewn kind of an industrial look for me because he likes me kind of...
He likes you?
No, it's not gay or nothing. Okay.
Yeah, I know, because it's starting to sound like this is a heterosexual...
Yeah, I'm totally 100% into chicks. And I'm not into little kids, and I'm not gay.
All right, we're talking with Chris Norton, right?
Yes, sir.
Chris was in one of these photo booths at an arcade over the weekend and removed his clothing and started, I guess, doing stuff that that you shouldn't do, that you admit you shouldn't do.
Yes, sir.
And it was caught on an outside monitor, and some child's parents now not only had him arrested, but they want to sue him. You arrested for indecent exposure.
That's correct.
And so you need a lawyer. Because you were taking pictures, he was taking pictures in a photo booth for his website, sexualhealer.com.
Sexualhealer.com also has other photographs of me, too, Phil, by the way, going up for a spike in volleyball, lounging by the pool with a tab, and also eating a lean cuisine. And in all shots, I want all the women to know who will go to my website, all shots do feature me in the old-style swim Speedo. So it leaves nothing to the imagination. And it's very, very hot. You know, it's just, I think it's for women who are looking for the heat. But the women who log on to my website, and who do want to have a chat with me, I would prefer if you were hot too. So that way I can kind of get rid of oinkers, three baggers. I don't mean to be quick.
Boy, that is really smooth, man.
No, I don't mean to be unkind, man.
Well, you're being unkind. Oinkers and three baggers. And
I don't want to lead no woman on, that's all.
That's okay. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Chris Norton, who gets caught in a phone booth, or caught in a photo booth with his pants off, taking pictures of himself for his website. Needs an attorney. He's arrested for indecent exposure. And he thinks that he's been wrongfully accused because he thinks that the parents of the kids that saw this on the outside monitor should have been there watching their kids so that they didn't see this in the first place. The other thing that's interesting about this guy is he considers himself very good looking. And his website is for women who want to see how hot he is. And the women that log on, he wants those women to be equally as hot. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Joining me from Tyrannosaurus, the bar in Redondo Beach, is Chris Norton, a listener of ours who needs an attorney. He was at a photo booth at a arcade in the Redondo Hermosa area. Apparently, he wanted to take some of those photo booth pictures for his website. Took his shirt off and his pants off to get the pictures. Then started fooling around with yourself. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yes, sir. I don't think that.
Is there someplace else you can get? You're in a bar area right now?
I'm going to move for it. Yes, sir. I just don't think that that it's my... I mean, I know I made a mistake.
Yeah, you made a mistake. And now you're saying that it's the parents' fault for allowing their children to see you on that monitor.
Well, all I was trying to do is take pictures for my website, Sexual Healer. And
we got the name of your website, and you're good looking, and I'm I'm happy for you, but you got busted for indecent exposure, and you need a lawyer.
But I also think that any lawyer that takes my case will also have a good case on account of
traumatize.
Yeah, I did not traumatize, no kid, on purpose. Excuse me, on purpose. That's all I'm saying.
All right, here is Orange on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Orange?
Hello?
Yes, hello? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Chris, what is the matter with you? First of all, why aren't you home in the privacy of your own home with a decent camera taking decent pictures?
Because I wanted to have that effect, okay, lady?
Pardon me. Having Lance take good pictures of you instead of some arcade that's full of kids, and you're going to get some low-grade picture of yourself.
I wanted the industrial effect. You don't know
about
photography.
Number one, you're in an arcade with a bunch of kids, and you're going to go ahead and take care of yourself. First of all, you keep saying how handsome and gorgeous you are.
Yes,
apparently,
I am.
You think you're pretty dang gorgeous because you're exciting yourself by getting pictures.
I am very hot looking, okay?
Apparently, you're hot looking to yourself because you're taking pictures and you're getting aroused.
I guarantee you.
How ridiculous is that?
If you saw me, you'd want to have.
I don't think so. You know why? Because I usually date is men that have a good vocabulary and don't use double negatives.
I usually date guys
that can pronounce the letter X. Not
hey,
sexual.
You know something?
It is not sexual. It's sexual.
That's what I said, okay? And you know something else? If you saw me...
I mean, if you want to be on this porn star on X-rated, you're going to have to learn the letter X.
You know what? If you saw me, you'd use my face as a bicycle seat.
I doubt that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, man, we got that, all right? We're talking about...
I'm not saying I didn't make a mistake, okay?
Whoa. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm not saying that I didn't make a mistake, but I am saying those parents should have been there to watch the behavior of their kids, okay?
All right, thanks for calling. 1-800-449...
See, that's what I'm talking about. Some skank calls up and starts...
Never mind about skank, all right? I just want to have a conversation here without people screaming at each other.
She called up, and she knows she used my face as a bicycle seat, and I...
You don't have to say that, man. I believe you're hot, all right?
Yeah, but she was... What's the word, Lance? Impugning me.
That's a big word for you, man.
Okay, man. You don't have to diss me or anything.
Oh, no, I don't want to diss you.
I'm just saying, I took an industrial-style picture from my website.
Well, I think what some people are saying is you could have recreated that in your own home. Atlantic City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I don't have that kind of equipment.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I agree totally with the woman and you. He could recreate that in his own home. He doesn't need to go to a public place to take a disgusting picture like that.
No, because I don't have the equipment that can recreate that kind of equipment.
Well, why don't you save your money and buy the equipment and then get your website?
Because...
If you can afford a website, how come you can't afford equipment in your home?
I didn't say I couldn't afford it. I said that I obviously saw a place where I could have this done... 4 pictures for $5, and it was economical, and it was cost-effective. And I didn't think that I was going to expose myself to
it. It might be economical, but it's not very responsible going to a place where you know that there's children around and doing something like that.
First of all, it's not my responsibility. Those kids, and second of all, I had the curtain pulled because I was taking some hot-looking pictures.
Oh, like the curtains, really a lot of privacy. You know what? When you go into a dressing room in a store, you can pull a curtain, but you can't stand in there and masturbate. It's against the law.
That's true, but I'm going to say to the judge, there's mitigating circumstances because I am very hot looking, and so there's nothing else I could do.
You know what? If you're so hot looking, how come you're not home getting taken care of by your girlfriend instead of masturbating behind a curtain?
Because she was not around at that time. I was with a friend of mine.
Oh,
we were getting
buddy.
Pictures. Oh, boy, what, man?
You need to get over yourself. You are too disgusting.
You know something? There's nothing disgusting. I have a website called Cecil Healing, which helps women.
I know. Just keep promoting your website. Go ahead. Yeah, I needed a sexy look
for the pictures, so I took care of business to get a sexy look.
So, in other words, you're taking pictures of yourself on purpose nude with an erection. Is that it?
Right.
Okay. So why is that bad? Women love that. And that's the whole reason, man. You ever heard of Playgirl magazine?
Dude, let me just break the news to you slowly. Playgirl is bought mostly by gay men. And
wrong.
No, dude. Right.
Wrong.
Right.
Women.
Right.
Playgirl is purchased by gay guys.
That's bull, man. Forget it. If you're calling me gay.
Let me ask something. You're walking around the arcade with your friend Lance, right?
Yeah. Is that supposed to mean I'm gay?
Well, what is this guy? He's your business manager, and he's telling you what a good look is for you? I'm not saying you're gay. I'm saying that dude, Lance, is gay, and he thinks you're hot.
That's a cold shot, man.
I think Lance is the only one that thinks he's hot.
Lance knows what a sexy look is.
Why don't you get your girlfriend, man, to go with you? She'll tell you what's sexy for women.
Okay, first of all, I don't stay attached for very long with any one chick, okay? And I'm sure not going to have no chick come with me while I'm doing business. That's no way, no way, no way, no way.
Yeah.
Well, you think it's funny, man? You think that's funny? Do you think this is funny? I've signed up like $10,000 worth of advertising for my website.
It's not about whether you're successful, okay?
Because I want to... Chicks are good for the bedroom. They don't know about business.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Yardley, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'd just like to tell Chris a few things. He must be the sickest good bird around. If he is so beautiful, well, how come he's not making money hand over fist?
Hey, with my website.
Oh, Chris,
women,
your website, and you look so beautiful. I hope they stick you with about 15 years.
They're not going to get
you
with no 15 years.
When you're in the jail,
you should see my website.
You're going to be so beautiful and so attractive, you're going to have your own little boyfriends running all around you.
Hey, man, I don't do that, okay?
You ain't going to have any choice.
Oh, hey, wait a second, dude. Any giant guy tries right with me,
yeah,
I'll just have to beat his ass.
That's what you think.
I'll beat his ass up, man.
Yeah, you talk a good game, but I guess... when it gets down to it, you're a sick guy.
Hey, man, all I'm doing is has a website called Sexual
Healer.
Listen,
if you had a website that was making money, how come you can't afford a lawyer?
First of all, you
can't be making anything.
Well, okay, number one, you think I want to sink all the money that I made on advertising my website in a lawyer?
What do you think, some guy's going to take the case
guilty,
for free?
You want a lawyer that's going to keep you out of jail.
But wait a second. I know that there are lawyers who take certain cases boner, okay?
You mean pro bono, not boner.
Pro bono, you idiot, not boner.
You know something, Mr. Henry? I'm not called nobody no names, and all the people have been doing is calling me names. And
it's not boner. Some attorneys take cases pro bono.
But have I called you a name?
No, you haven't called me a name, but you sound like a moron. Thank you for your call, sir. I got to take a break.
You know, a lot of times...
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show, talking to us from the Tyrannosaurus Bar in Redondo Beach, is Chris Norton. He was arrested by police last weekend. He was taking his own picture in one of those photo booths in an arcade in the Hermosa Beach area, and apparently took off his shirt, took off his pants, took a picture of himself for a website that he has, and it was observed on a monitor outside by kids. Now, I'm going to ask you something, Chris. You didn't have the curtain open.
No, I didn't have the curtain open. I'm not weird, okay? You can say anything you want about me. I'm not weird.
All right, you're not weird. You're just stripping nude in a photo booth.
Yeah.
Because you're handsome.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, you were arrested by the police for indecent exposure?
I was arrested by the police for exposure, and also they're threatening to sue me, the parents of this kid. And now I'm forced to hire an attorney to defend myself when, in fact, it's not my fault, it's the parents' responsibility. Now, I believe that I was in the privacy of that photo booth.
Could you move away from the bar there for a second?
I believe that I was in the privacy of that photo booth, and I've done some reading on the Constitution of the United States, and it says you have the right to privacy. If they give me public service, I hope I get to clean up the beach so I can see, at least I can see some hot women. But I've heard that sometimes they give people public service scrubbing out those peep show booths, and I hope I don't have to do that, because dudes are in there doing some nasty-ass stuff, man. And
well, speaking of that, didn't you also do that in that booth there in the arcade?
That I couldn't help on account I am very hot-looking.
Yeah, well, if you do public service, I hope they make you scrub out every one of the, what do you mean, peep show booth?
Yeah, it is nasty in there.
All right, here is Greenbelt on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Frankly, I'm offended by the fact that this guy thinks that he could do this type of thing in a public place, and it is a public place. And
not if I have the curtain pulled. I have the curtain pulled.
No, but you're in a mall, and you're trying to shift the blame to a parent of a kid.
Oh, where were the parents of the kids? Where were they?
Well,
I mean, you know,
you don't
so many
think
parents.
It's unusual, you don't think it's unusual for kids to be near an arcade, that they would be walking past this thing, and you're shifting the blame to the parents?
Well,
and frankly,
I don't think it's a bad question. I don't think it's a bad question to ask.
No, but, I mean, kids, I mean, I don't know the age of the kids or the parents. How old is the kid?
I don't know.
You're going to be sued by the parents. You don't know anything about the kid that's involved?
I guess she was about 9 or 10 or something.
So it was a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a girl. That's
right.
Why
so
it shouldn't be that
unusual.
Bad.
You don't think it's unusual for a kid that we were walking through there without the parent immediately next to them, and they would see this type of thing?
Well,
and if I was a parent who came by and saw this,
how could it be
you ought to be lucky that I wasn't the father that saw this, because I would have pulled you out of the booth and beat the crap out of you.
Well, I doubt it.
No, I think there's a lot of people out there can see right now, looking and listening to you, that you're an idiot because you think this is okay what you're doing.
No, I don't.
It doesn't make
any
sense.
I already told the police when they busted me for exposure. I said, okay, I admit what I was doing was bad, but I wasn't trying to expose myself to no kid. You'd have to be some kind of a sick, twisted, bad person, okay? So that makes you sick thinking I'm trying to do that, number one.
But you're sick. You're perverted because you think this is okay. And the people in the past have already talked and said, if you want to do this type of thing, that's America. But get your own equipment to get out of the public, because this is not something that should be done.
Yeah, but they
and
can't make
sick,
me.
Let's face it.
They can't make me do public service scrubbing out peep show booths.
No, I'm listening to you, and you have no common sense, and I think you deserve whatever you get. I hope you get the book, because I think you deserve it.
Well, I don't know, man. I need a lawyer.
I hope there's no attorney out there that would take the case, because I'd like to see you put away for a long time.
I'll get that. I can get the UCLA to do it.
What's the UCLA?
Why are you calling the show, then?
The UCLA.
What's the UCLA? You mean the ACLU?
This guy doesn't know anything.
Jesus.
This guy's an idiot.
What's it called? It's the
ACLU.
That's the one, and they'll take freedom of speech cases.
This ain't no freedom
of
speech case.
This isn't a freedom of speech.
This isn't about.
It's a right to privacy. It's a right to privacy.
Not at a peep show booth or where you weren't even. You were at a.
No, I was at a photo booth.
Look, a drawn curtain, man, doesn't guarantee you privacy. I don't know. Maybe the UCLA will take your case and prove that it does.
Now you're making fun of me.
Yeah, now I'm
but
making fun of you.
The thing is, you don't think.
Thanks. Yeah, one more.
He doesn't think he's sick because he's in a booth and he gets aroused when he's in there, whether he's alone or with somebody.
All I'm saying
is... with this guy?
That's
all I'm not gay. I'm not gay. Don't worry about that. I'm not gay.
I'm not gay,
come on.
Man. I'm not gay.
You're making everybody... You're slapping us in the face like we're stupid. We don't know what kind of guy you are.
No, I'm not...
You got a guy named Lance following you around, suggesting different clothing for you, and...
I'm not gay.
Well, that dude is, man. He thinks you're hot. He's...
That's a cold shot, man.
How did you get aroused in the booth? Was he there with you in the booth?
No, I was looking at me because I
you're
am.
You're looking at you and you got aroused?
Yes, sir.
You're a jerk, man. You're a jerk. You're sick. I hope you get put away for a long, long time.
I happen to be very hot looking. That's all
I don't give a damn. I don't care how hot you are. You're sick.
Okay,
why do you keep
bringing
up...
Obviously, you don't have the hot look.
No, the problem is you think you're so hot, but you have no brains. So that's why you're in the position you are right now, and that's why you should be locked up.
Hey, man, take it from me. I worked as a gigolo. Women want a guy that's hot looking, okay?
Fine.
I used to rub this lady's feet, man, for like... You know, I get like $1,000 a night just to rub her feet.
You know the people that you're getting...
Yeah, like that old lady needs her bunions rubbed on that TV commercial?
Whatever.
Yeah. Now, the ones you are end up getting probably are the pigs you talked about before and the three-baggers that you're trying to avoid. That's probably what you've had.
I don't take no oinkers, nor do I take no three-baggers, neither.
No, but that's how sick, and like you said before, you're disrespectful to those kind of people, and you're a sick person, and you deserve to be put away.
Hey, man, I'm
you
not...
You need to be locked up.
Dude,
man.
I'm not in the bush pig... I ain't in the bush pig business, and I'm not going to be starting in it, neither.
No, I hope...
You know, you need Lance. Lance will help you get through life. Maybe he puts the toothpaste on your toothbrush for you, too. And
that's a cold shot.
Yeah, well, it might be a cold shot, but I ain't in the bush pig business. Thank you for your call, sir. Las Vegas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How's it going?
Fine.
Hey, but you know, I don't think the issue is whether I think it's relevant. The issue is this guy walked into an arcade, saw children there, walked into a booth, and relieved himself.
What I did is I walked into the booth and took pictures of myself. And you don't even have enough money to afford no good car phone, man. That's how bad off you are. At least I'm hot looking.
Yeah, his car phone crapped out. Chris, the guy who was on the line with us just before said it pretty well. You're a mental case. You need immediate help. You need immediate psychiatric care. You need to get away from this Lance dude. Get your Speedos out of your wardrobe. Quit drinking Tab and start drinking Diet Coke. Start watching some football. Go work a construction job. And gradually sort of wean yourself away from this homoerotic influence that you've got with this Lance dude, okay? Because right now...
What's that mean?
What does what mean?
Homoerotic, is that like homosexual?
I'm saying there's something not quite right between you and Lance. And I'm saying that going into a photo booth in an arcade, taking pictures of yourself, getting aroused by yourself, so to the point of doing what you did, you're a mental case. You need immediate out care, perhaps in care, inpatient psychiatric evaluation.
Are they going to make me clean the booths out?
You didn't hear a word I said, did you? You need a doctor, a medical doctor.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
I'm saying you need a psychiatrist. You know what a psychiatrist does, don't you?
I'm not familiar. But I know that's a head doctor.
Yeah, it's a head doctor. There you go.
Yeah, I heard a friend of mine say, as a head doctor, say, guy, help you get head, right? You know?
Oh, Jesus. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment to Chris. It sounds like he's a narcissist, that he's finding himself sexually arousing. And
there's nothing wrong with being
that,
proud of your body.
If he's finding himself sexually arousing, it sounds like he likes the male anatomy.
How can you say that he's not gay
or that he doesn't have some sort of a proclivity towards that?
Do you find yourself attractive?
Well, I don't get aroused by looking at myself.
If you were in a bathtub with candles all around and you had some bubble bath, you'd feel that you felt you were hot.
Usually I think women fantasize about being with somebody else.
Yeah, but you...
So I don't think they just fantasize about themselves. I think that's narcissism.
Can I ask you, what is proclivity?
Pardon me?
Proclivity means you have a tendency.
Proclivity, yes.
What does that mean?
A tendency toward.
Yes.
Okay, well, first of all, I am handsome, and I shouldn't be held responsible for that, okay? I didn't do anything wrong if I was born handsome. Number two...
There's a lot of people that were born handsome, but they don't jerk off in front of people.
But
in public places where little kids are walking by.
I said I shouldn't have done it, but I am very hot. And if you saw me walking down the street, you'd think I was
hot,
too.
No, I would not want you to start jerking off in front of me
if I saw
you walking down the street.
I didn't say that.
That's not appropriate behavior.
I didn't say that. But if you saw me walking down the street,
No, I would not give you the
to.
Right to do that either if I saw you walking down the street.
You'd
I don't care
home,
what you look like.
I would be so hot, you'd go home and want to do you.
Oh, boy.
I would. You would be very hot. You'd be hot for me. Are you hot?
You know what? I think that you...
Are you hot?
I think you think a little bit too much of yourself.
Okay, forget about me for a minute. Are you hot?
Buddy, you know what? What is this? A 900 number?
No, if you saw me in my speedo...
I'm talking about you, about the fact that you're like... saying, oh, no, I'm not gay, and you're, like, completely homophobic about it.
Check it out.
And obviously, you're turned on by yourself.
No, I'm just saying, if you saw me in my speedos, you'd want to play with the little man in the boat, and that's no lie.
Okay.
Can we go have a drink sometime?
That's all I wanted
to
say.
Do you want
to
have
a
cocktail? Do you want to have a cocktail sometime?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Is that a respirator or something, man? What's up with that?
What?
She hung up, by the way.
Damn. I was this close.
Yeah. Okay, 1-800-449. We got to get back to the planet Earth now. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Went to a yucca party yesterday, and I won't tell you at whose house or anything, but you just got to hear this. This is a goofy thing that you do with tequila and lemons and sugar and ice. You take yourself a mason jar. You pour the lemons into the bottom of the mason jar. Then you fill the whole thing with ice. Then you pour tequila in there, I guess to the top. And then you throw in a whole bunch of sugar to sweeten it.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Went to a yucca party yesterday, and I won't tell you at whose house or anything, but you just got to hear this. This is a goofy thing that you do with tequila and lemons and sugar and ice. You take yourself a mason jar. You pour the lemons into the bottom of the mason jar. Then you fill the whole thing with ice. Then you pour tequila in there, I guess to the top. And then you throw in a whole bunch of sugar to sweeten it up. And then you shake it for 4 hours. And what a yucca party is people are standing around shaking this mason jar. And then they shake it for 4 hours. So I guess the party starts at whatever time you got to start shaking the mason jar. And then everybody breaks it out and drinks some of this yucca from the same jar. It's called yucca. And it's, like I say, this tequila and ice and limes and sugar, or lemons and sugar. Shake it up. And then everybody passes the jar and drinks out of it. And as I was doing that, I was wondering, geez, I wonder if any of these people have like a seeping canker sore or something. But I guess the alcohol would kill that. Very sanitary. What a gas doing something like that. You're at this yucca party, and the guy who passes it to you has got a big, huge, seeping syringe. Oh, man. Hey, here, have yourself some of the yucca. I don't think so. Anyway, it was nothing like that happened. Everybody got really drunk. I guess that was the point of that. Now, don't forget about Casino Night 2000. I want to tell you about Casino Night 2000. This is happening on Saturday night, November the 4th. Casino Night 2000 begins at 7 p.m. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be all kinds of gaming and stuff, and all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. The Museum of Flying in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica Airport is going to be the location of the Casino Night 2000. Tickets are $250 per person. They can be purchased by calling my friend's place Casino Night 2000 coordinator, Lisbeth Faust, at 323-908-0011, extension 102, or mail a check to P.O. Box 3867, Hollywood, California, 900. Corporate sponsorship packages are also available, and we'll have other exciting announcements to make as we progress. Casino Night 2000 coming up.
I'd like to say something here, but I'd like to get a little bit of an understanding here with Warren and Dean of no interruptions. If I can say something, and then I'll let them talk. Is that agreeable?
Dean?
Well, if you want to give a speech or something, I don't know that I'm up for hearing a speech, you know?
No speech. I'm reminded of a neat little story.
Oh, great.
And,
it's like I'm in church
quickly,
now.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm reminded of a cute little story.
Yes, Reverend.
A guy walking down the beach, and he's picking up a whole bunch of clams and throwing them back in from the low tide.
Where is he?
He's walking down a beach.
All right.
And he's picking up a whole bunch of clams, and he's throwing them back in from
Got
the low tide.
Got his hand on a lot of clams, Warren.
Yeah. Do I have your agreement
I'm listening to you.
Okay.
He's got
anyway, he proceeds to pick up the clams and he throws them one by one back into the sea. Somebody comes up to him and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, all these clams are going to die out here if I don't do something." He says, "Well, surely you can't do anything. There's too many clams. There's hundreds of them." The guy picks up one more clam, throws it back in the sea, and he says, "Well, it made a difference to that one." Now, I got to tell you something, Phil. This guy is on a different agenda. There's one phone call that has been given to this guy in support of him.
I agree with that, and I think what the man's story was.
Call.
It makes a difference to the clam, okay? And
that was like watching Jerry's telethon, listening to that story.
Please make him stop.
No, you
there's,
don't.
There's not one person.
Make a bad man stop.
This guy's on a different agenda.
You're on an
agenda. I don't know what his agenda is.
Well, the agenda is to get Jerry Lewis off of the. As far as I can tell, to get the Jerry Lewis telethon off the air so we can have one more Twilight Zone marathon. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, Phil, what we're asking is that Jerry just give us a break. We are waving the white flag of surrender. I'll give him any amount of money that he wants.
Hey, Dean.
If I can. Yes, sir.
Dean, I tell
you
what, take all of the money that you are giving to Jerry Lewis, that you purport to do that.
Yes, sir.
And pay $99 a month for DirecTV, and you will be able to see all of the cable stuff that you want to be able to see, and you will never have to watch this.
Well,
and it'll save you money.
Let me ask you something.
It'll help other people.
I'll ask you a question. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you really want to see Jack Jones sing the Love Boat theme one more time? Do you really want to see Valerie Prine sing
Send in
the
really
Clowns? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I do care about?
I don't want to see the bad people.
Yeah, do you know what I care about?
Okay.
I care about the people that benefit from that money who need the financial aid.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You get up on the Jerry Lewis telephone, tell that clam story, and everybody will send in money.
You know something? I understood the man's story if you didn't.
That clam story?
Yes.
I still don't get it.
It means that it makes a difference to that individual life entity, even if it doesn't mean anything to you.
Well, he's messing up my Labor Day television.
Good, man. Then go get DirecTV, like the guy said. And
we come over to your house.
Whatever, Warren. Yeah, you can come over to my house, man, okay? And you can watch the NFL on my DirecTV. Thank you very much, sir, okay?
Hey, have a good day.
Let me tell you something, sir. That clam story was good. I was just kidding.